Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're going to bring to the show right now the director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, Andy Smith. Andy, thank you for being on the program this morning.
Always a pleasure to talk with you.
So a year later, since the deadly rally in Charlottesville, how much do you think race relations have changed, if at all?
Well, they're probably the same or worse, and I think that the some of the polling data supports this. There's a poll that just came out recently from CBS, and they took a look at race relations, and they basically say that in the past year, 61% feel mm-hmm. that racial tensions have increased in the United States. 10% say they have decreased, and only 29% say it about the same. And it's interesting, what we're seeing is the same sort of polarization with that we've seen in a lot of other things with the Trump administration. Democrats think that they've gotten much worse. Republicans think they've largely stayed about the same. So we're seeing that kind of lining up behind Trump and lining up behind whether you like Trump or don't like Trump.
Do you think there's any what would it take, you think, to change the outlook of some people?
You know, it's really tough because, you know, we talk about race relations in the United States and we beat ourselves up, I think, just rightly and sometimes not so rightly. You go around the rest of the world and you realize the race relations in the United States are pretty good compared to what they are in other places mm-hmm. in the country or in the world. So I think there may be something that's just basic human nature involved with this. It's going to make it difficult. But, you know, the biggest thing you can do is just be open-minded and talk with other people and realize that everybody's got the same problems that you do. And I think that's some of the issue that we have is just a lot of people don't get out. They don't see other people. They get in their own little circles of folks, and they don't really have to see the world through other people's eyes.
When you look at the numbers, are there more minorities that feel that things are not as good as they were a year ago?
Well, when you look at that question about do you think things are better or worse than they were a year ago, you know, you look at people who say they're blacks, 78% of blacks say that racial tensions have increased. Only 56% of whites say they've increased. 62% of Hispanics say racial tensions have increased. So, yes, there is a significant difference. But still, more than half of whites say that racial tensions have increased over the last year.
Andy, can you hold on? I have to take a break.
Sure.
All right. We're talking to Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. 21 minutes after 8 o'clock, it's traffic time on WWL. 8:25, I'm Bob Mitchell, and our special guest is director of University of New Hampshire Survey Center, Andy Smith. Andy, let me read you a text message, kind of shows you, I guess, the mood of a lot of the audience. 2018, and we're still talking black and white. If we stop talking about black and white, maybe folks will have nothing to talk about. Shame on us. But if you don't talk about it, you're never going to solve the problems.
I think that's the quandary that we're in. I think that really reflects what's going on, and it's interesting. I was as we were waiting, I was looking at some old Gallup data, and they have a question that they've been asking going back to 2000 or so. Would you say relations between whites and blacks are very good, somewhat bad, or very bad? And the big decline wasn't during the Trump era, it was during the Obama era as president. So this is something that I think has been going on. It's been certainly it's something that the media like because it makes great media fodder, and I frankly think that a lot of these like the groups in Charlottesville were really just taking advantage of knowing that the media is going to cover them. So the you know it hypes things up more, and the more it gets hyped up, then the more people get concerned about this sort of stuff. So some of it, I think, is generated by the press. which relates a bit to the what the your call your caller texted in.
Well, with 61% of Americans saying that the racial tensions have increased over the past year, how do you think that will affect the midterm elections?
Well, midterm elections are all about getting your party's base to turn out, because overall turnout goes down significantly in midterms. And I think what you're going to see is that Democratic base, in particular African-Americans and Hispanics, who tend, first off, African-Americans overwhelmingly vote Democratic, and Hispanics have been trending more and more to vote Democratic, they're likely to get out and vote, and it's likely to hurt Republicans. So it is something that I think that the more we see and hear about racial tensions, the more that's going to favor Democrats in the election in the fall, just because they're going to get their base voters more concerned and wanting to get out and vote.
What do these polls, if anything, say about how the president's always attacking sports figures?
Well, that's an interesting one. They had a question in here about whether you approve or disapprove of Trump's attacking sports figures, and this to me is a little bit bad, because it I don't know if it's so much race as it is just another issue, but it gets lumped into this race question. 68% of Americans say they dislike it when Donald Trump attacks sports figures.
Is that Republicans and Democrats, or mainly Republicans?
No, it's split. So 93% of Democrats say they dislike it when Trump attacks sports figures. Only 35% of Republicans do. 65% of Republicans say they like it. So, again, this is that same sort of divide that we've been seeing on a whole host of issues, where people are lining up behind their party. And I think it's more party than Donald Trump. It's like you sports teams, you attack my I'm going to defend my sports team, whether they're good or bad or if I like them or not, because they're my team. And I think that's what we're seeing with this kind of question here. If Trump does something, Democrats are going to dislike it, and Republicans are going to defend it.
Andy, thank you for being on the show this morning.
Always a pleasure. Good to talk to you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.